Testimony Treasures, Volume 2, Chapter 31, Your Reasonable Service. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In the time of ancient Israel, the priests critically examined every offering that was brought as a sacrifice. If any defect was discovered, the animal was refused, for the Lord had commanded that the offering should be without blemish. We are to present our bodies a living sacrifice to God, and should we not seek to make the offering as perfect as possible? God has given us every instruction necessary for our physical, mental, and moral well-being, and it is the duty of every one of us to bring our habits of life into conformity with the divine standard in every particular. Will the Lord be pleased with anything less than the best we can offer? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. If you do love Him with all your heart, you will desire to give Him the best service of your life, and you will seek to bring every power of your being into harmony with the laws that will promote your ability to do His will. Every faculty of our being was given us that we might render acceptable service to our Maker. When, through sin, we perverted the gifts of God and sold our powers to the Prince of Darkness, Christ paid a ransom for us, even His own precious blood. He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them. You are not to follow the customs of the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Should we dress in plain, modest apparel, without reference to the fashions? Should our tables at all times be set with simple, healthful food, avoiding all luxuries, all extravagance? Should our houses be built with becoming plainness and furnished in the same manner? It would show the sanctifying power of the truth and would have a telling influence upon unbelievers. But while we conform to the world in these matters, in some cases apparently seeking to excel worldlings in fanciful arrangement, the preaching of the truth will have but little or no effect. Who will believe the solemn truth for this time, when those who already profess to believe it contradict their faith by their works? It is not God who has closed the windows of heaven to us, but it is our own conformity to the customs and practices of the world.